Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Y'all want to get in here and talk about this, so let's go. 713-780-3776. Bira wants in to talk about Deshaun. What do you say, Bira?
Hey, guys. Great work. I don't know if you guys already discussed it this morning, but remember before all these episodes came out, Jim Trotter was on Rich Eisen's show and talking about how, oh, maybe, you know, he's trying to be discreet and trying to play all this sly thing where they were chronicling everything and they were going to record everything because they wanted Deshaun to be legendary and all of that stuff. I think, you know, this whole 12-month episode has passed and these guys are trying to play off like nothing has happened at all and just continuing from where they left off from right when the accusations came in. And that's what I think these guys are trying to do. But I will tell you this, not only with Houston, because he's just taking his own sweet time to make his decision, but with all the other teams he's eliminating and how he's eliminating them, he's losing a lot of goodwill real fast. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, good call. So
somebody tweeted last time that Bira called, said, what's with the fake accent?
No,
there?
That's a real dude.
That's real.
Yeah, that's a real dude.
Yeah.
And it's a good call. He brought up something that's been referenced before.
So we're going to try to find.
Tell me if you can find the audio of Jim Trotter. We're looking for it with Jim Trotter and Rich Eisen. Because I've seen this reference, and I'm like, oh my gosh, if this is true that they're chronicling all of this behind the scenes because they want, and I know this happened because more than one person has referenced this, because Deshaun and his team want this to become legendary. Like, this is not, then you're basically doing what Rich Paul, was it Maverick or Rich Paul? I can't remember who it was. It was their decision. They're the ones who said, we need to have the decision. This needs to be an event. And then it turns out they even admitted that was a mistake, that they shouldn't have done that. But LeBron's admitted that was a mistake. His side has admitted that we shouldn't have handled it like that. Why would Deshaun's team actively pursue something like that? Granted, there may not be a quote-unquote decision with the broadcast, but for all intents and purposes, that's what's going on here. It's the same thing. Why would you not have it? It's down to two. It's down to two. We knew it was down to the Heat and the Cavs back then for LeBron. Now it's down to two. Atlanta, so they took it from 4 to 3, and now it's down to two. This is a made-for-TV event. And the media is going to be more than I'll tell you now.
Oh,
I can speak for ESPN. I don't know about my network, NFL Network, because we don't have as many opinion-based shows and, you know, two hosts fight it. So our programming is different. I know people who work at the NFL Network who really despise Deshaun Watson. Like, especially all the female journalists, it's nasty, nasty stuff. I had, for the first time, I got a chance to meet Mina Kimes and like four of us, we were just having drinks in a setting, just a bar at the Combine, and her stuff is out there. I'm not talking out of school here. She's got it all on a podcast. She had Jenny Vrentas. Remember, she's the Sports Illustrated writer who's been on this from the very beginning. And I asked her yesterday. I said, you know, how hard is this going to be for you to cover the football side versus your personal feelings for Deshaun? Because women are disgusted. I can't say this sharply enough. And if you have conversations with your female sports fans, hardcore Texans fans, or fans of any team, just get their thoughts on this, because they're already, this goes beyond sports for them. It goes to where they're being disrespected, not believed, all that stuff. It's a deep seated.
It'll be interesting.
It's a deep seated anger,
and it'll be interesting to see how the NFL, what the NFL suspension is going to be because of that.
But I think an ESPN loves that this is still going on. Because this is programming for their shows. What producers will do is they take, okay, what's the angle we have on? Yesterday's angle was, is Baker being too sensitive? So on the talking shows, that was their angle they did. Today it will probably be, you know, something like what happens to Matt Ryan if Deshaun, suitors for Matt Ryan, if Deshaun
is
gone.
Devontae is just, is,
yeah, Deshaun will take it. I'm just saying the Deshaun stuff, it gives you new life. So you have, if you're on TV, you say, okay, this is great. What we do now is we take this Deshaun and something that really should be about Deshaun's personal relationship with the allegations he had and how he moves forward and which team he's going to go play for. it's turned into a big spectacle.
And one of the things that's interesting is that Atlanta has extended their bonus to their roster bonus for Matt Ryan until Tuesday. So
they have to
because it's a real possibility that it is Atlanta because they're trying to trade him.
I believe they're the favorite.
Yeah.
When Quavo calls you and Lil Baby and the who's who of the Hawks.
You
got to
answer when Lil Baby calls.
Who's the who's who of the Braves right now, do you think? Freddie Freeman's not making a call.
He's not on the team.
Soler can't make a call.
No.
So who's the who's who of the Braves?
What? Soler? No.
Who's the who's who of the Braves?
The who's who of the Braves right now? Matt Olson? Ozuna? Okay. Acuna?
Okay. All of them.
Yeah.
Ozuna? Acuna?
Ozuna didn't play because he was beating
his
significant other, so that's a bad one.
That's not
a great one. Acuna?
Acuna?
Yeah. No. You got a lot of Braves there.
Go ahead.
Well, Charlie Morton was just there.
Charlie putting on the cape for the
for him
to come play in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Charlie now?
No. Maybe.
We broke his leg. Keep your mouth shut or you get your other leg broke, Charlie. It's not that hard to hit another shot up the middle.
807 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's get Emmanuel. Emmanuel, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
Love your show. Big fan.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just wanted to talk about Deshaun. There's this one guy that owns, I guess he's part of a radio talk show in Atlanta. His Twitter app, Ken Gartnick. He pretty much predicted that Freddie Freeman was going to go to the Dodgers way before it was announced. And he had the news that he was down to two teams on Wednesday. And yesterday he put out a statement that Deshaun had agreed to waive his no-trade clause to go to the Falcons. And I've actually gone through his timeline, and he's been pretty much spot on when it comes to anything that
involves
Atlanta. I will hang up on Kent Gartnick.
Kent Gartnick. Thanks for the call, Emmanuel. Well,
Gartnick. What is it? Kent. Atlanta Radio. Okay. The dude's in. Dude's got all the information, okay? Gartnick? Okay. We're going to find out. We're going to find out about him. And we'll try to look him up. That's good stuff, Emmanuel. Appreciate it. I don't know what he... I have no idea. Kent Bazemore.
Kent Gartnick.
What do you got? Gartnick?
Yeah.
Neither here nor there. Yeah. He's got the Falcons. You know what? The Falcons are the favorite.
No, I think the Falcons are the favorite.
It's his hometown.
It's hometown.
Hometown.
Quincy lives there. Avery, it's his hometown. I think
he was a ball boy for him.
Winning is important, but lifestyle, I think lifestyle has to be considered as well. And Atlanta is going to be much more cosmopolitan than New Orleans. I lived in New Orleans. Granted, it was years ago, and maybe it's not fair to make an assumption off of just a couple of years there, but it really gives you fun place to visit, not awesome to live there, vibes. Atlanta is bustling. It's much more robust from the entire scene, from club scene to music scene to food scene. I think Deshaun it's hot Atlanta. I think Deshaun, ultimately, even when all things aren't equal, Atlanta gives you New Orleans gives you the better chance to win right now. But if you've got Pitts on a rookie deal, you don't have any other wide receivers, you got an okay offensive line, like you still are very much in rebuild mode. This is not the best place to go to win. But if Deshaun starts to get coming home vibes and that fan base is much more likely to be forgiving transgressions.
Yeah.
I think Atlanta has to be right now 3-1 favorite.
Yeah, I agree. So what's his name, Noah?
It's Kent Gartnick.
Kent
Gartnick on Twitter.
Who's Jake? Is he Jake? Kent Gartnick on Twitter. Oh, I got it. I thought his name was Kent Gartnick. That's what I was looking up.
Gartnick. Just forget it. We'll just, you know what? Somebody on a radio show.
Yeah, Sports Atlanta Talk. Jake. Kent Gartnick.
Kent Gartnick.
Yeah, that's his name. Kent Gartnick. He is a chief operations officer and producer for Sports Talk ATL. World Series and national champion. owner of the Green Bay Packers. It's Sports Talk ATL, Jake, but he's Can't Guard
Ask
Jake
yourself
on Twitter.
Something. He said this 8 hours ago. Ask yourself, if I wanted to make something up, why would I wager deactivating an account full of my real friends that has grown to 10,000? I was doing just fine before the Watson news. This guy, you know, sometimes the most random people have the information because the thought is, well, they're not going to hurt us. Like, we can give this guy information and he'll keep it quiet. This guy clearly didn't. But this is, maybe this guy, should we get him on? Why don't you reach out?
See if you can't get Can't Guard Jake on. No one knows his real name. It's just Can't Guard Jake. He's Sports ATL Jake.
He
looks like a bro. He's got his hat on backwards.
Yeah.
He's got a Georgia shirt on. He said this in one of his tweets. He said, no doubt Deshaun regrets playing at Clemson instead of UGA 0-1 against us and is trying to avoid the same mistake at the NFL level.
I don't know if I'd say that out loud.
Well.
He regrets playing at Clemson?
Instead of Georgia.
Why? You want a
because
national
he's cha- from Georgia. Because he's from Georgia.
But you played in two national championships.
Right, but he still regrets it, Lance.
I don't know about
no
that.
Doubt he regrets it. He's 0-1 against Georgia in his career. He lost to Georgia. So he regrets it. He regrets playing for those national championships at Clemson. So he's not going to go to Carolina. Are you kidding me? To make that mistake again?
Oh, look at this. This has been the decision part two since the very beginning. Does anyone think it was a coincidence that Watson initially wanted to take his talents to South Beach, to the Dolphins like LeBron? They literally think this is a reality game show, and they're out to prove that everyone was wrong by doubting him. What's amazing is that LeBron and Maverick later admitted the decision was a mistake, and yet these guys are doing the exact same thing. The grossest part of it is that Watson is having such a hard time deciding which team to go to. Everyone needs to beg for him even more and pay more attention to him. They're basically trying to get back at everyone for saying negative things about him for the last year and a half. That's an agent who believes that this is, I think he just wanted to go to Miami. I don't know that he wanted to make it. He wanted to go to Miami before there was a,
He wants to live in Miami in a city that's exciting and partyful.
But when I was told that he would, in January, that he would have played in Minnesota, that all of a sudden I was like, well, that's not really. But that was the perfect spot for him to go win. I said, okay, well, maybe this is about winning. Ultimately, I think it is about both, which I think more and more for players. That's why I think teams like Green Bay and the Colts, and I'm trying to think of destinations, like, Those talents that don't offer as much lifestyle to players, I think it's going to be harder and harder for those guys to lock in on free agents.
Yeah. Well, the money will change that. 813, look at Von Miller. Went to Buffalo from L.A.
Yeah, it's true. But Von's a little different,
money,
too.
But the money is...
I don't know that the 33-year-old Von is a lifestyle guy. He wears cowboy hats everywhere.
Yeah,
He's a little different.
That is true. 814, ESPN 97.5. You know what else is different? Aqueduct Plumbing. Because when
Way
you call
different.
A plumber... A lot of times he's going to say, okay, yeah, come out to your house. You got to give me $80 just to look at it. And you say, what? I got to pay you just to look at it? That's ridiculous. Aqueduct Plumbing thinks that's ridiculous too. Okay? 90% of the time that you're calling, you're talking to the owner or his sister. Hey, listen, you're going to get fair quotes and honest pricing, no extra add-ons. I love that. I love that about an owner that said, I'm not adding anything on just to gouge and inflate the bill. That doesn't happen at Aqueduct Plumbing. They're going to give you a free estimate on site. They'll arrive at your door. Installation will be done by them, not a subcontractor. And honesty is the key here, Lance.
Honesty should be the key. Honesty is the best policy. That's one of the things that people say, and it's true. And it's especially true when you are dealing with a plumbing company. You want them to be honest. You want them to not go in. Remember the dentist who would break your teeth while you were under and then like, oh, look what I found. More stuff for me to work on. You don't think there's plumbers like that? When you get a company that, if John and I vouch for this company, they're vetted and they're solid gold. And that's what Aqueduct Plumbing Company is. And I truly mean that. From small jobs to large jobs to remodel jobs, they will get the job done for you. Go to thebenchplumbing.com. Write the number down. Keep it in your phone forever. Thebenchplumbing.com.
Yeah, know when the whistle goes.
Real fun. ESPN 97.5.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:18 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you were wondering how Major League Baseball was going to get 162 games scheduled in, especially since we lost the first week of the season, well, they've added the Philly series, which was the opening weekend, the opening series of the season. They've added that to the end of the season. So the end of the regular season has now been pushed back to Wednesday, October 5th. What was supposed to be the final series of the year would have ended on the 2nd.
Oh, so some of you scrubs are going to get to play in October like we get to.
The Astros are playing Tampa the weekend of September 30th, October 1st, and October 2nd. Then they will play Tampa. So they're going to have, actually, they have Arizona right before that. So they'll have an 8-game homestand to finish up the season. And then, apparently, they're going to try to work the Yankees in doubleheaders. I don't know how they're going to get that done. I have no idea how they're going to get that done. But they're allegedly going to try to get 160, figure out 162-game schedule with doubleheaders and whatnot. And trying to wedge it in into the regular season's calendar somehow, some way, losing those apparently 3 or 4 days. I don't know how they're going to do it. The league has built 31 doubleheaders into the schedule. And they have announced that the season will end on October 5th. So, interesting. First full slate of games, 15-game schedule for April 9th. That is the first. April 7th is the start of the season. The games originally scheduled for March 31st through April 6th must be worked in elsewhere. We'll figure out how they're going to work in the Yankees, but we know how they're going to work in the Phillies now. So we got that at the end of the season. Hey, that could be big series at the end of the year. Instead of Tampa, now to figure out where you're going to be, where you are in your postseason scheduling with the Mariners right on your heels. Now you got to figure it out. Now you got the Phillies to contend with, who may well be out of it by then. Hopefully they will. Maybe Bryce Harper, hopefully. Hopefully he won't be vying for another MVP. I don't care if Bryce Harper is there. But that's a little bit different in that you've got the Phillies instead of the Tampa, instead of the Rays at the end of the season. 713-780-3776. Brandon wants to talk about DW4. What do you say, Brandon?
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, before I get started, kudos to you guys. There are very few radio shows that can work in Charlie Morton and Little Baby into the same conversation.
Thank you.
Good job on you guys.
Thank you.
the Deshaun thing. I wanted to ask you guys, and I'll take your reply off air, the no trade clauses. These things are just, they're becoming more and more of a joke. I know years ago I would think, hey, no trade clause. The guy wants to be here. He doesn't want to go anywhere. And now it's kind of gone to the other extreme where they're putting it into the contract ahead of time. So saying, hey, I'm going to sign this contract, but we're putting this no trade clause in here because when I'm angry and I'm ready to go somewhere else, I'm going to ask for a trade, and this no trade clause is going to let me tell you where I'm going to be traded to. And I think at this point the genie may be out of the bottle and we can't go back. But do you guys feel like there's anything that can be done to get that fixed?
Well, no trade clauses have been around for a while. It's not like this is something new. Now, it certainly, Deshaun is using it. Is Deshaun using it as well as anyone we've seen? Or
not as well. It just happens to be that it's. I think anybody who has it, they just.
I don't remember having
a no. Yeah, this is a unique situation where.
Well, James had a no trade clause as well.
Yeah, but he was never shopped. Never had that situation. They just shopped everyone that James didn't like.
No. But he, James, when he was traded to the Nets, he had say in it.
That was the first time that first time that we even really heard about it. I can tell you this. This situation is going to create, I'm going to predict it's going to create more tension between agents and owners, because I think it's, you, from what I was told, there wasn't as many no-trade clauses given out Matt Olson, for example, on the deal he just signed. Chris Bryant got a no trade clause, 7-year deal, no trade clause. I think that I think we're going to see more football players try to go after it so that they have this kind of power. And I think you're going to see more owners say, oh, no, 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 no. Or more GMs say, no. We are, after watching what happened with Deshaun, we are 100% not doing no trade clauses.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to have to deal with this. But you may have to get your deal done with your quarterbacks. I think quarterbacks are going to keep getting it in the future. I don't know. I think this is going to be, and you see what kind of nightmare it turns into, because then you can just say, I'm not playing.
But we've never seen a nightmare where the guy signs a 4-year contract, doesn't play a down of it.
No, it's the first time we've ever seen that.
And I don't know that we'll ever see it again. I hope we don't ever see it again.
No, the league doesn't want this. I think the NFL is going to have to look into how they can curtail this, because this is a really bad, nobody in the NFL likes this. It's really bad. It's a really bad precedent. You sign a contract, you get your, and it's on the Texans for letting him keep his signing bonus. I mean, he took your $27 million and told you to F off. That's literally what happened. There's no other way. I don't care if he's mad at Cal. Don't sign a contract then. Don't sign a long-term deal. Play it out.
Well,
just play it out. But you took a long-term deal. You took the money, and then you told Houston, yeah, I'm not going to be playing for you, but thanks for this $27 million. I mean, I tell you, it would have been, we would have had a much more interesting show if there hadn't have been 22 lawsuits that came out. Because then Deshaun still wouldn't have wanted to play, and the Texans would have fought him. The Texans would have fought Deshaun and tried to get their money at some point last year. But with these cases pending, you can't have Deshaun play.
Or they would have
maybe
traded
they wouldn't
him
have forced
already.
Him to. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, they probably would have traded him. You're probably right.
Yeah.
Or unless Nick Caserio said, no, we're not being held hostage. But I think the offers they would have gotten would have been so substantial that they probably would have traded him. You're probably right. And if they did, you might have gotten a pretty good quarterback back in return. You probably would have drafted.
What would the market have been? It would have been crazy.
It would have been crazy.
For a guy without all this baggage, no suspension.
Forget about it.
It would have been crazy.
It's probably 3-1s and 3-2s. Yeah. And you trade, and maybe even a good quarterback comes back. Maybe Seattle, maybe Russell Wilson is a Texan, and Deshaun Watson is a Seahawk.
Well, this would have been before last year, so I don't know that Russell Wilson would have been in the mix then.
Maybe not.
Well, he was actually.
He was coming off of a shaky
year.
He
started his chatter last offseason. That's right. That is true. That chatter with him started last offseason, along with
maybe
Aaron Rodgers
is a Texan, and Deshaun's a Packer. If there's no trade clause. I mean, if there's no trade clause. But even
maybe he'll come here. Maybe Aaron Rodgers will come here anyway after his out. Maybe Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah. Russell Wilson has no trade clause also.
So
he ain't coming to Houston.
He would have come to Houston.
No,
everybody wants to come to Houston.
This guy makes a good point. In my direct messages, he said, let me get the right one. Lance says, Atlanta also makes the most sense because isn't his girlfriend a recording artist, and wouldn't she want to move to Atlanta to be made popular by the producers in that city? Because the music producers, I mean, it's huge there. Doesn't he do that to her after getting 22, and I'm not going to say the rest of it. Owe that to her. He kind of owes that to her.
Yeah.
I mean, she's still with him.
Hey.
She's still with him.
What if Vanessa Bryant get? She got that gigantic ring, pink diamond, right?
It's 22 civil suits. You think the number stops at 22?
Well, no.
How many times things have happened? Come on now. What would you set that at? You even want to guess?
I have no idea.
Four times that amount?
I have no idea.
If 22 are lawsuits. I know that some of them might not be
real.
What was her pink diamond worth?
I think it was $7 million. $7 million, whatever
it was. Vanessa Bryant's. She stuck around too.
The least that Deshaun can do is give her a recording artist, some kind of label or something in Atlanta. That's the least Deshaun could do for all his indiscretions. 703-780-3776. When we come back, we've got to talk. There's something that was interesting said that we need to get to about the Rockets on the other side right here.
$4 million was the it's an 8-carat diamond ring. By the way, do you remember when the rape charges occurred for Kobe? But did that hurt Kobe? Right now,
No, that didn't hurt.
That hurt Kobe at the time, but did that end up hurting Kobe?
No, it didn't.
This is not going to be a death knell for Deshaun Watson.
No, absolutely.
Trust me. But do you remember when it actually happened? Not when the you'll conflate it with when the news came out or whatever. The news came out with when everything shut down.
How many years ago?
Guess a year.
2008.
That's what I would have guessed. It's 2003.
What?
We were at 6'10".
Wow.
I remember something going down here. I think it took that long to go through the courts.
Maybe, maybe. I remember calling him a rapist at 6'10".
I remember you calling it here and saying you hated it. You didn't like him after that. I don't think you liked him anyway.
I didn't like him anyway. I do like the Rockets, and I like Jalen Green. And I'll tell you why. On the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, you need to talk about Craig DeCerf. Like him.
Yeah, I do love Craig DeCerf. And why would I not love Craig DeCerf? Craig DeCerf is a guy who I remember when he was back at David Taylor, and that's when I started speaking for his products. But it's really about speaking for him. And then he left once they got bought out by a big conglomerate. He left because he didn't like that he couldn't do business the way he wanted. And he went out to Angleton, and he wanted to listen to their pitch because a lot of people wanted him. And he said, Lance, it was like I came out here and I realized it was Camelot in the cornfield. And that's his joke. But it's really true. I mean, he took his down-home approach to making sure that you felt comfortable with car buying experience, which was actually kind of rare in this day and age and has been for years. And then he matched it with the great people who are out there and the low turnover and the all-female service riders in that department. And just, it is a down-home charm that ends up lending itself to a very easy car buying experience. You can get your 0% financing and your $1,000 accessory purchase layout for your Chevy Silverado, for example. But what really separates them is their customer service and the way they treat you and how quickly they get done with your service stuff and the trade-in value they give you on your vehicle. They want you to have a great experience. They want you to tell your friends and family. They want you to get your second, third, fourth car, your kid's car. And that's what my wife and I have done with him for years and years. It's just the best experience you can have. Make sure that you go to LanceZCars.com, see their entire inventory they have in stock. But when you're shopping for a truck, an SUV, a crossover, make sure that you see my friends at Angleton at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Almost forgotten in this city right now is the Houston Rockets. They're still playing basketball. They lost the other night to the Suns, which
I'm officially on team lose every game now. I've flipped.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, no, they're going to get one of the top three picks.
Well, but I want...
I mean, they're going to be in the...
Yeah, but is it top three? I'm trying to remember the latest.
You have to be the bottom three. And you have the same.
Oh, it's chance. The same for all three. Yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah. Well, we're good then.
Yep. So yeah, we're good. I mean, we're golden. So they lost to the Suns. Here's a sentence in the Dream Shake, the website, the Dream Shake, not the person, the Dream Shake. Here's a quote: developmentally, Jalen Green is doing much what Anthony Edwards did last season. That is, look terrible for 2/3 of the campaign, and then be seen to figure things out in the final third.
Kind of like. You mean kind of like Davis Mills?
It's kind of. It's another efficient scoring night from him. And while some would like to see more shots, I'm happy to see good shots, smart plays, and recognition of mismatches he can exploit. And almost everyone is a speed mismatch with him. That very, very true. Jalen Green, I just saw recently a ranking of the top rookies. And, you know, where Jalen Green was fifth on the list of the rookies and their efficiency this year and with their new NBA teams. Jalen Green is showing signs that he is the guy that we thought he was. There's and we're missing it. We're really missing it.
No, it's kind of just spread. I've sought out games just to watch him.
Yeah.
You know, because I want to watch Jalen Green. I want to watch, see how they... It's amazing. I have really gotten off the Christian Wood thing completely. And I wasn't really fully on. But Christian Wood was a good basketball player last year. You thought, hey, this is a great deal. What a What a great find. I think right now at this point, now that Jalen is showing this growth and Shingun is, this is really, when the season is over, Rafael Stone is going to say, you know what? I feel really good about the two guys we drafted. I feel like there are cornerstones for years
to
come.
Some of Shingun's stuff is unbelievable.
It really is. He's super smart.
Dribbling behind his back in the lane, and his moves and
his
head fakes,
his basketball IQ for a player of his age, 19 years old. Rare basketball IQ. Won't be 20 until this summer.
And Shingun just the other night, 26 minutes, 2 for 5. I mean, he didn't have a huge impact on the game. But these two young guys are really turning out to be they're turning out to be cornerstones. And we're just I just want to point it out because I do think we're missing it. I think they're so out of sight, out of mind. Although I went to the game last Friday night, and there were people there. There was nobody there at the start of the game, and I thought, oh my goodness, a Friday night game against Dallas and nobody's here. And it wasn't all Dallas people. It was a decent crowd. I think that people are still starting to. I don't know why. Maybe it was a Friday night.
It's
it was
just
Dallas.
A late. Listen, Rocket fans actually. Look, Rocket fans are a good fan base. I think Rocket fans right now. It's a latent thing where Rocket fans are still very much paying attention to every game. I can watch a half because I know that you're not going to want to talk. People in Houston really don't want to talk as much about it. And it's not a headliner right now based on what's happening with Watson, the draft, Carlos Correa, and all that stuff. But I actually enjoy some of the Rockets. You know, I enjoy quarters, plays. I don't enjoy the games necessarily. And I would love to see a team that played with more consistent effort on defense. I mean, I really would. But
they're so outmatched. I just don't get this.
They can't hang on and sustain.
And I'm not. I don't want to harp on this so much. But I got a taste of Bruno Fernando the other night. He was 8 for 8 from the field. He was playing defense inside, hard defense. The other night, you're facing DeAndre Ayton, who just had his way. He just did everything he wanted to do. He was 10 for 19. He had 23 points. He had 11 rebounds. He had 6 offensive rebounds. That's because Christian Wood is not a center. Why do they refuse? At least if you saw something. Bruno, it was 8 for 8 from the field. He had 16 points. He was a dominant force inside offensively and defensively. The next night, he got 2 minutes. And then the other night, he didn't even play. You got a DeAndre Ayton on the other side. Why are you not putting a guy in there that at least can give you a chance to stop him? I just don't get it. I just don't understand him. I won't. I refuse. I can't understand Coach Silas. I just can't. So I don't get it. And then they had... Apparently, there is this thing called a random guy who's going to destroy the Rockets tonight. And the other night, it was Craig. It was Torrey Craig, who was 8 for 8 from the field against the Rockets. It was Powell against Dallas. He just dominated inside, scored the first 8 points of the game, and just dominated.
He's not
inside.
Bad, though, yeah.
No, he's not bad. But Torrey Craig... 8 for 8 from the field, 21 points, 3 for 3 from 11 rebounds, 14 total rebounds. I mean, it's unbelievable. Who the hell is this guy, and why is he destroying your team? It's because that's what happens to the Rockets. They have someone random every night that is going to destroy them, and it was just Torrey Craig's turn. Anyway, 713-780-377.
No, but you're right. There's a reason. When this is
sorry to ruin the show.
No, but when this year is all said and done, you're going to get a lottery pick. You're going to get what looks like a better pick than expected from the Nets, and you have just gotten your answer on, can Jalen Green, you have seen enough flashes from Jalen Green to believe, yes, we made the right move. Now, Evan Mobley is also a good basketball player. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get away from that. Mobley's going to be good. Jalen's going to be exciting. Jalen is going to be the opportunity to bridge the James Harden era Rockets, which had a lot of success relative to other teams in the NBA, and he was a very successful player. Realistically, I mean, this guy is an MVP candidate every year. If Jalen Green were an MVP candidate every year, oh my gosh, how exciting would that be? But you have a good young player in Shingun, a big, who is a talented player, a skilled player for being so young. And then you have this flash and dash and explosive young Ja Morant style talent. I'm not calling him Ja Morant, but what I am saying is the guy has that kind of explosiveness. All things considered, this
screw
may be,
you, Seth
this,
Greenberg.
This might have been the best way. This might have been the best possible scenario for the Rockets. You saw your Şengün flashes. You saw your Jalen Green flashes, and you have some clarity on what you're going to do with Christian Wood in the future, which is I don't think hang on to him. And you got that lottery pick coming.
If you had your druthers, the first three picks, if you Paolo Banchero, Jabari Smith, Chet Holmgren,
Jabari Smith.
You want Jabari? I can't blame you.
Basketball people I trust say that Jabari is clearly the best. My kids want Chet Holmgren.
No.
But I just don't. Well, I swear to God, my kids were arguing about it yesterday with me.
Well, did you see him play yesterday? He was pretty good. Yeah. He's got handles, and he actually probably a big man.
It's just hard when you hear the name Chet Holmgren.
Right.
It just doesn't give me baller vibes.
Yeah. Seth Greenberg just picked UAB over Houston, his upset of the day.
I'm worried about it.
I'm not.
You're not scared?
Nope. And actually, they're going to get past the Illinois, too. No, I ain't scared of them. No. You got to be kidding me. Am I scared of that? I'm never scared of any
team.
You're
scared of the Seattle
I'm never scared
Mariners.
Of any team. Oh, have you seen Jesse Winker? Okay. Have you seen Robbie Ray?
You're scared of the Mariners for the Astros, but you're not scared
that's
of
all
the,
they're doing is adding.
But the Cougars,
who's the Astros added this offseason besides
two
Verlander?
Players out. And you're not scared at all?
No, I'm not scared at all.
I'm a little scared.
Not in the least.
Maybe I need to get a guard dog, but I'm a little nervous right now.
Well, then maybe you do need a guard dog. Maybe you need, what is it? What are they called? Personal, they shelter?
Oh, no, those are emotional support dogs.
Emotional support
dogs. Those are docile dogs.
That's what you need.
No, I don't. Yeah, maybe I do.
Yeah, you do.
Maybe I have one at my home, Splits. I'll just be petting them like, please, Houston, make a three. I don't know where our points are coming from because everyone's hurt.
No,
but I know we're going to defend.
Oh, don't worry.
Will this game get to 100?
Yes, absolutely.
Will it get to 120?
20, yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yes. Frank, don't worry. Fabian's going to have a big game. Josh is going to have a big game. We
got to break it because we've got the guy in Atlanta. We just know his
can't guard Jake.
It's at Can't Guard Jake. I don't even know what his name is.
No.
But apparently he has been predicting the things that were going to happen. Although I would say Freddie Freeman going to Dodgers, that was a pretty reasonable guess. But I guess he was in on the Deshaun to Atlanta. If you said that 6 days ago,
that's pretty good.
That would have been pretty good.
Well, we'll talk to him on the other side. Can't Guard Jake. Right now, though, we got Crawfish Lovers. What? April 8th and 9th. Bon Ton Roulet Cajun Throwdown. Are you ready to party? I've been there, done that. It is so much fun. Me and Wen went, and well, we're crawfish enthusiasts, and if you're a crawfish enthusiast, this is the place that you got to be. It's all happened at the good old days fairgrounds in Hitchcock. Entertainment lineup, better than ever. Gary Allen, Aaron Watson, Wayne Toops, Jason Cassidy, and more. Enjoy Zydeco dancing, a crawfish eating contest, and an exciting kid zone. Get tickets now at btrcajunthrowdown.com. btrcajunthrowdown.com. Now, when you do, they're going to ask you how you heard about it. Make sure that you tell how you heard right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's powered by Michelob Ultra, BB's Tex Orleans, Mac Vibe Services, Tandem Trucking, and Energy Rental Solutions. btrcajunthrowdown.com. Get your tickets now, April 8th and 9th at the good old days fairgrounds in Hitchcock.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance being joined right now by Sports Talk Jake from Atlanta. He's made some really good predictions about what's going to happen here. He knew what was going to happen with Freddie Freeman.
It was brought to our attention by a listener on our show.
But his Twitter handle is at Can't Guard Jake. Why are you at Can't Guard Jake? You got unbelievable handles. You got a dream shake move. What? Why are you at Can't Guard Jake?
I've routed up a few guys in my days.
He's a receiver.
I put more than one man on skate.
He's a receiver.
Receiver, point guard, anything you got, man.
Oh, you can go. It doesn't matter what the sport is. You can't guard Jake.
So he's trying to tell you.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk about this Deshaun thing. You say it's a done deal. He's coming to Atlanta, working on the Matt Ryan trade right now. That's why they pushed back, giving to him that roster bonus. So you've got sources, or how'd this happen for you?
Well, it's funny, man. I don't want to be Adam Schefter. I don't want to be Ian Rappaport. I just happen to know a guy. I'm just a law student who knows a guy, and I've been talking about this all week, really before this whole thing caught fire yesterday. I pretty much called everything that had happened up to here. So the Browns were going to be eliminated. They were. So the Panthers were going to be eliminated. They were. And really, everything that I've had so far, I had him with the whole rolling out the red carpet for the meeting. I had that, too. I said that he was very, very impressed by the meeting and that they were going to do this hometown pitch. And this is all stuff that's come true, and this is all coming from the same guy. And so I have no reason to doubt it now. If he tells me it's a done deal, it's a done deal. I believe the guy, and I'll go down with that ship if I have to.
You believe it's a done deal?
I do.
I believe it may be also.
They're ironing everything out right now.
Okay, so I believe it may be a done deal as well, because it does make sense from – I don't think it makes the most sense from a winning football situation. I think the Browns would have been the better play. But I think from a lifestyle, a hometown, maybe playing with a guy like Pitts – you know, one of the biggest ball winners you're going to find. You know, he's used to having that with DeAndre Hopkins. You got kind of the same thing, and just a different player, more dynamic player in Kyle Pitts. But I guess this would be my question. If you think it is a done deal, and if it's a done deal, are you hearing anything about why this is being dragged out so long?
I think it would be more of a logistics standpoint. This is just my personal opinion. This isn't anything that I've heard. But the Falcons are a team that does not have much cap space to work with. And since the new league year has started, they do have to be cap compliant at all times. So I believe this is going to be some sort of thing where they have this agreement in place. They're going to work on something to move Matt Ryan and clear up the space necessary. I have been told that there is a restructured contract that is finished. And that's pretty much just putting the pieces of the puzzle together at this point to make sure that they're cap compliant with NFL rules.
And that would make sense.
At Can't Guard Jake on Twitter, Sports Talk Jake with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So who is Deshaun going to throw to? Russell Gage is gone. Julio is gone. Calvin Ridley's gone. And, you know, got Kyle Pitts. But who's he going to throw to?
Well, hey, you know, it's a beautiful morning in Athens, Georgia. I love my Georgia Bulldogs. I will say George Pickens would be a nice pickup if they do hang on. They do have those 2 second-round picks. One of those coming from the Julio Jones trade. If they hang on to one of those, I think you can get a receiver in the second round. And the thing is with Deshaun Watson, guys are going to want to play with him. You can't tell me you look at a guy like Will Fuller, who has chemistry with Deshaun, saying, all right, I'm coming off of a bad year. Let me take a one-year deal. Let me get back with my guy and make myself some money going into next year. I just think guys are going to want to play with Deshaun. I think that's going to work for the Falcons, even though they're not going to have that much cap space this year.
That'll be great for those 6 games Will Fuller plays every year. It's going to be awesome.
Trust me, we've seen it. But
we know. We're familiar with Will Fuller.
This is the trickiest thing. You're going to take it.
Y'all remember him and Deshaun. Him and Deshaun torched Atlanta. What was that, 2 or 3 years ago? They went for 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, and then he got suspended for – are you talking about when he got suspended for steroids?
No. He took shots he didn't really actually know, right? You knew a little bit about that.
About what?
You're talking about Will Fuller.
Yeah.
Wasn't it a situation where he didn't actually even know?
Yeah. But you're getting shot up in the butt by some guy that you just met. I mean, you're too stupid.
Well, regardless, you're he's probably stupid. Right, though. Will Fuller has to take a team-friendly deal based on everything that's happened. He probably would want to play with Deshaun. I do think it becomes interesting, though. John brings up a viable point. I mean, when you move Matt Ryan, there's going to be a cap hit. Right? That's going to happen. There's nothing you can do about it. When you take on Deshaun Watson, you're taking on a bunch of money. The Falcons can restructure Deshaun's contract to make it more friendly. They can give him convert salary, maybe even for the first 2 years, into cash. And I'm sure Deshaun would love to take your cash and have that lower base number. But I think it's going to be tough, really, you know the Falcons as well as anybody, and I do this as my second job is – putting draft stuff together and team needs. And, man, the Falcons have some major needs throughout the skill position. So this is not going to be an easy rebuild in Atlanta right now, with or without Deshaun. There's still a lot of work to get done, and losing first-round picks in a trade, which we assume is going to happen, that's going to make it even harder.
Yeah, it's a tough pill to swallow, too, especially when you look at guys that could be available with the 8th pick. You talk about a guy like Kyle Hamilton, Trayvon Walker. You know, franchise changing pieces on defense, and the Falcons have not had a competent defense in what feels like a very long time. And it's a tough pill to swallow. And even those second-round picks, the Falcons, they're a team that doesn't have a lot of depth, and they're a team that needs to build up through the draft. And free agency isn't going to be their best option, even though next year they will have a decent amount of money to spend with the Ryan contract off the books and with Julio's dead money coming off the books. But it stings. But, I mean, hey, if they're going to go get their guy and they're going to hitch their wagon to Deshaun Watson, the new regime, they're going to hitch their wagon to Deshaun Watson, and I guess we're going to see how it goes.
Did your source give you any compensation that the Texans are getting for him?
He did not. I've had a lot of people ask me if A.J. Terrell is involved. I don't know. I certainly hope not, because he's a fantastic player. But I don't have any inside information on that.
How about possible destinations for Matt Ryan?
I don't know that one either, and I'm actually very curious to know that. I do hope they send him to a contender, because I do believe he has some good football left in him. Probably the most accomplished player in Atlanta Falcons history. A fantastic guy, true professional. I mean, even throughout this process, you know, we haven't heard a peep out of him. He hasn't gone on Instagram and deleted all of his pictures of him and Falcons stuff. You know, he's a professional, and I hope they do him right, and I think they're going to. And I think the fact that he's willing to push back his roster bonus date, that there's a lot of mutual respect between the two parties, and I certainly hope it is that way.
Sports Talk Jake with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, talking all things Atlanta. I got to ask you, I didn't understand the Freddie Freeman thing. If he's going to take 162 from the Dodgers, why would you not sign him if you're going to give Matt Olson 168?
Well, this is funny, because this is how a lot of this started. With the whole me, I definitely felt a little slighted when I was saying this a couple weeks ago. I was telling a lot of people it wasn't about the money. It's never been about the money. I had a strong indication that Freddie just didn't want to be in Atlanta. That was just my personal belief. This is not some sort of inside information. And everybody's saying, no, you're wrong. The Braves are cheaping out on him. They weren't. He took too long to make a decision. And if they had not did what they did with Matt Olson, who I love, by the way, Matt Olson's going to be fantastic in Atlanta. He's absolutely going to crush it. You know, he was playing in Oakland. It's a massive ballpark. He's going to put craters in the chop house at Truist Park. But, you know, he took so long to make a decision. If the Braves had, you know, got left holding the bag, if they were, you know, waiting on Freddie and he signed somewhere else and they don't have a backup plan, they're probably going to be paying twice as much as they did to Oakland in terms of prospects. So I'm happy with the move. I love Matt Olson, one of my favorite players, Parkview kid, Atlanta native. I'm excited for him. You know, 27 years old, got him the 8-year extension. So I like the value.
Interesting. I thought isn't Freddie beloved there? What's the fan base saying about it?
Yeah, everybody's kind of tore up. And I mean, our GM was almost in tears in his press conference after when he was talking about it. You know, Freddie's a great guy. He got us a ring, you know, MVP. He's an all-time Braves great. But, you know, sometimes you just got to move on. You know, St. Louis had to do it with Albert Pujols, you know, a couple years ago, and it's just tough.
I think, you know, I'd be upset if Braves could have got that done if the timing had been different and they had opportunities. So I would have definitely got that done. Well, I tend to believe you. I've had information given to me before when I was just doing radio stuff. I had people, when people don't think that you can, you know, sometimes I think there are people who will give you information when they don't think it will come back and hurt them. As long as you protect your sources, you're good. I will never forget when I had to fade you remember, John, when I had the $100 million Albert Haynesworth deal to the Falcons and Pro Football Talk picked it up? I mean, I put it in my blog in the Chronicle at the time, and the Pro Football Talk picked it up. And then the amount of pressure you get after that, every Washington station was calling me. I'm like, I don't want this much heat. I didn't have any idea. So I can imagine, and that was before Twitter. So I can imagine what you've been going through, Jake, in terms of people reaching out to you, people in your mentions just slamming you. I get that just for a mock draft. When you start messing with a quarterback that other teams' fan bases want, I can just imagine what you've probably been dealing with.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. A lot of people have been really, really terrible to me, but I also just don't care. I have a great support system. I have a lot of very good friends. That's the thing, man. I kind of had my own little community going on. We have a really successful website, you know, the Sports Talk ATL part of Sports Talk ATLJ. you know, we have a strong community, and you know, a lot of people know that I don't speak to hear myself talk. I'm not a sources guy. Like I don't break news. That's not my thing. I got criminal procedure in 45 minutes. I'm just a student. But hey, you know, I heard it and I was first on it. I mean, I said I will deactivate my Twitter. This does not happen. I'm going down with my guy.
Atta boy. Atta
you
boy.
Probably,
hold your ground.
You probably have to after the yeah. hate mongers come
and
at you.
Jake, dredge.
That's also probably true.
Jake, scour your former Twitter. Get
yeah,
rid of
you're about
anything.
To get famous.
It's incredible.
You're about to go viral. You're about
yeah.
to, go viral. You're about go to viral, be famous. Make sure there's nothing bad on your Twitter
make
from when
sure.
you were 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great advice. Luckily, this account's about a year old. So,
you should be good.
I do crack a lot of jokes. Nothing in poor taste. I did have one. This is really unfortunate. This was just a couple days ago. This was before the Matt Olson thing, probably about a couple hours before. And I was just joking around, and I was like, I'm about to start making up some sick free agency rumors. And I was talking about the Braves because NFL free agency hadn't even started yet. And of course, everybody immediately jumps up. I'm like, no, this guy's lying. This guy's lying. I'm like, oh, my God. So then I had to go back and clarify and be like, guys, I'm talking about the Braves. Like, this is clearly a joke, but, you know.
Ooh, Twitter oh, no. doesn't
people
do
don't
jokes.
Get,
they don't get them.
Since, there's no sense of humor on Twitter, Jake. I don't
no,
know if you
people
heard.
Don't get jokes.
Oh, not at all.
No. There's no sarcasm. There's no sarcasm button. Which Twitter needs is a sarcasm button. Hey,
yeah.
Jake, we
appreciate it. A special font.
We appreciate it. We hope you're right, and we hope it happens today. We hope it happens right, I mean, in the next hour, because we want to get rid
of
Deshaun.
Everything's Saints. Yeah, Saints, Falcons, Texans, Panthers. I think everybody's just ready for this to be over.
Yeah, we're all ready. To
well,
get,
we're ready for a lot
of draft
picks.
We've been talking about this for over a year
we're
here,
We're ready
Jake.
For a lot of draft picks and players, too. So go ahead and send
Yeah.
Go ahead and send some good
we're
stuff
second,
this way.
We're sick of Deshaun drama. You can have it. All right, we're done with it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, there's Sports Talk Jake right here, at Can't Guard Jake on Twitter, right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, Maestro.
Maestro Dobell, the Maestro. 11 generations. So I was thinking, like, where did that name come from? I need to ask Mallory, who I talked to, their rep, but Maestro Dobell. And I would have to think it's because they are truly maestros of and that's the Spanish pronunciation, maestro. But they are the maestros of tequila. 11 generations of tequila makers are working on this and have been. And 100% blue agave, I mean, they make sure that the process is unbelievable in creating this terrific tequila. And that's why they created the Diamante. And the Diamante is a Cristalino. So this is a brand. So you have Reposados, you have Mezcals, you have tequilas, you have Añejos. Well, now you have what's called a Cristalino, which is charcoal filtered over a certain amount of time in a certain type of barrel. And what it does, it takes three blended tequilas and creates a brand new tequila out of it. And this is a process that is now its own name, which is the Cristalino. And they have two different types of Cristalinos. And so what I'm getting at is this is the best opportunity for you to get the very best type of tequila for your margaritas at home, for your cocktails, or just for sipping. If you like to have a sweet top shelf when it comes to your liquor, make sure you add Maestro Dobell to that top shelf. It's Maestro Dobell. You can find it wherever fine liquors are sold. Maestro Dobell.
ESPN 97.5.